The experience of divine wisdom is your sacred right. Divine wisdom is what guides you along a spiritual path. It is your inner knowing that helps you to witness yourself as infinitely more abundant, loving, and incredible. Your inner wisdom guides you to live your highest potential, to live a life of purpose, and to experience all that you are as you continue to expand and seek more. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, I share both spiritual and practical wisdom, together with the insights and sacred truth that have helped so many live their greatness, conquer their fears, heal from the experiences of their past, live empowered and free and of their authentic happiness. To seek a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our authentic power and to witness the infinite beauty and joy of life that is so abundant. All of us are on a sacred path. When you awaken to this, you easily access the guidance of your inner wisdom, and you see the beauty of life unfold in perfect ways to support you as you manifest all of what you want. Let the sacred path that you are on be one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, and as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. Welcome to this episode and one beautiful offering for us in this spiritual journeying that we are on the path together. Today's episode is a wisdom teaching. This is divine wisdom. If you've wondered what the spiritual meaning of oneness is, if you wish to meditate upon this concept and to live it, this will be a special treat for you. And remember, as we are on a 30-day challenge inside the Juno app, we are diving into everything to support your spiritual journey. I will leave in the description how you can join us inside the Juno app. Enjoy. Thank you. The power of oneness lies in the promise of everything. It is to be at peace with yourself first. For if you can do this, you can be at peace with all living beings. And this is the majesty and scope of what is possible for you and for each one of us. To be the one for yourself is to be all of what you need. And to recognize that all of what you need is always going to find you. It is going to be right in front of you if you imagine it, and if you call it to you. The oneness that you begin to feel becomes the foreshadowing of more things, more inspiration and love, more forgiveness and atonement, for you were not taught this previously, more goals completed, and more treasures that are now and here and before you. As your witness, your guide, and of your remarkable talent, live in the oneness of what is before you. live in the presence of now and of what is a part of the sanctioned grace of everything. Live the truth of conviction, the certainty of persuasion, and the love of all matters unfolding. For in the foreground of everything arises the examples of life that teach so much. When you open yourself to more, to what is beyond, to what is the sacred within each moment, you reveal so much more to yourself. You reveal the sacred as a metaphor and a catalyst of the journey. Oneness can be the experience of feeling a oneness with all of life's bounty. A oneness can be so much more than this. It can hold the secrets of what life is unfolding, what is unearthing, what you have already called for, and the grounds and distinction of so much more. A oneness is also a journey. It is the safe passage home. It is to envision and know the story of life evermore, ever deliberate. You, like I, like so many, have likely been taught to focus on what is outside of you, what you can see and experience in the world around you, as well as what is available in your heart. We can enjoy so much of life's bountiful marvels that exist here in the physical world. We can enjoy the collection of oneness that is felt when all things before us hold the majesty and grace, and we are love evermore inside of those moments. The conditions of which symbolize our courage and the propensity of change that we endure. All towards the life of sweet perfection that calls to us. And still, we need to remember that everything begins from a spark of an idea, a desire born out of the thrill of what is possible, and the excitement that finds intention and purpose. Purpose to live in the perfection of everything, to see it through to completion, to know that desire is the impassioned view we give towards everything, towards life itself, and the journey to completion that we shall manifest. remember that in your heart lives the journey of joy and liberation, of bountiful grace that you have access to, and the naming of this all towards the light and the brilliance of what you are intended to be. When you focus on the instinct of what you desire and what you must do, the brilliance of desire is what finds you. It is what lives in your heart, for this is the perfect trajectory of life itself. Conviction of desire. For love's true metaphor lives within you. It is whole and complete and certain. It is the parameters of which you hold yourself accountable to the love that you seek and become. Oneness describes a path that we all must consider, holding comfort in the sacred is the measure of conviction that our hearts yearn for. The journey is endless. It persists with now. It requires presence of the most beautiful kind. It requires a love of all of life, each moment of grace is the passage from which all things find their way into light. Out of darkness, into the calling of what is needed. What is the answer? The solution? The urging that finds its way to you. Oneness is the softness in treasure, the gift of replete wisdom. That is found in and of what nourishes from within you. All possibility, all light, all wonder resides in the sacred. The sacred is the space between worlds and of the perfection of oneness. Find it. Live in the sacred, and you will always feel the perfect calling of your heart and in joyful appreciation of you. Live the sacred here in the ordinary. You have before you your sacred ground, sacred in the discovery of everything that you breathe and live before you. Create the relevance of all power and the journey into light. For you are the one. You create the goodness and the ground to live in the celebration of everything. To know the passage and the path that begins with you and for you. This is the journey of tomorrow and the light of everything in now. And into the sacred. Oneness is a sacred ritual. An act of wholeness, a return to the God Source. For now and for all of eternity. Namaste.
If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed others that you've listened to, I invite you to join me as a patron of the podcast. With your support, with your love, it's one way to help support us to grow and to bring you more incredible content and video podcast episodes. And more than that, it allows you access to all of the amazing content we have right here. I do invite you to share out the episodes and to write in your feedback and to become a member of this community, become a patron member. I thank you so much in advance. And one final note, I'm so happy to share this with you. Juno is here. Juno is a sacred space to find wisdom, love, and healing, and for helping you to create more balance in your life, for finding the peace that lives within you, for experiencing greater self-love, for learning to embody happiness, and for awakening and living your authentic power. We are all seekers. If you are on a spiritual path or in search of one, explore the journey to your highest self within a safe and nourishing environment that supports you in manifesting your best life and living your greatness. Juno is an uplifting, conscious community and a loving, sacred home to wellness, healing, and living a conscious life through meditation, mindfulness, spirituality, self-care, self-discovery, and transformational tools, coaching, and therapy, all to help you live a happier, healthier, and love-filled life. Let Juno be a guide for your inspired wisdom and a loving and supportive community that has your back as you embark the journey you are already on of transformation and self-actualization. You can find the Juno app of wisdom, healing, and love in the Google Play Store and the App Stores. I will also leave a link here with a special coupon for you as a welcomed listener to the podcast, where you can purchase Juno at a special price. We've got you. See you on the inside and sending you great love. This is Dorothy Zanori Juno. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you'll know when each new episode is released. Join me on this incredible journey into self-love, self-actualization, living your truth, and being remarkable as you live an incredible life. And if this episode resonated for you, I'd love for you to share it with someone you know would benefit from listening. I also invite you to join me at DorothyZanoriJuno.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, as well as my online courses, YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives. These are an extensive digital library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, best therapeutic practices for nourishing your whole being, and to transform, to heal, and live your abundant potential. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and most of all, be love. Thank you. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.